Welcome. Have you finished the visit downstairs? I know they tell you about the history of Arenys de Mar, but I think Josep Barral doesn't have too much to say about something that is so important to us here, the bobbin lace. Oh, he mentioned it. Just in passing, I'm sure. My name is Ana Maria Simoni Batlle, and I was born in this pretty town in 1838 to a family of lace makers. I spent all my life surrounded by bobbin lace and blonde lace. I will accompany you as we discover the museum's treasures. The museum was opened to the public in 1983 with a collection left to Arenys de Mar by an outstanding man by the name of Frederic Marès. We start our visit in this hall because it is here that we can find what we're looking for. I hope you like it. Arenys de Mar is famous for the technique we use to make fine thread bobbin lace, also known as retfi or Arenys lace. It is made with threads of linen or cotton, white or untreated. Here you can see collections of samples and styles. Don't be in a rush to leave. But before you get distracted, let me draw your attention to this bride's mantilla, clearly from an heiress. It's not just any mantilla. It's rectangular, but the lace frills make it round when you put it on. It can't be mistaken for any of the other pieces. Lace was de rigueur for weddings. Heiresses wore lace, but so would a queen, believe me. And notice this priest's tulle alb overlaid with fine lace. At home, we are specialists in this, and we can make pieces depicting ships, San Isclas bell tower, the sepulchre, and so forth. I'll tell you about that next. But before we meet up in Hall 5, if you like, you can visit Hall 7 as you leave on the left, where you can see how lacework has been popular all over Europe for many centuries. We make lace with bobbins, but in other places it is embroidered in needlepoint. I won't distract you anymore, and I'll wait for you in the hall I enjoy showing the best.